Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today has been...
And still is,
Otto Loos.
Yes.
And of course, anybody listening, we're in the middle of the Christina Liu Show.
Correct.
Bringing us up to date on one, what turned out to be a tremendous symposium. And now some updates we need on what's going on this week and next.
Absolutely. So, you know, I just also want to remind people that, you know, Supervisor Bosworth had set out this guide to veteran services because through the Veterans Advisory Committee has really been pulling together different resources and things for the veterans. I want to remind people that the holiday donation drive will be going on until December 9th. They're asking for different things like new clothing, liquid body soap, combs, deodorant, laundry detergent, and more. You can drop off. I know Clingy Martin Park, our office has one, Town Hall has one, the Town Clerk's office, Tully Park, and Port Washington's Chamber. Because there's a bunch of different locations. You can call 311 to get more information about that as well.
Yeah, just to add to that one a little bit, the Veterans Advisory Committee, which a good friend of mine is very involved with, does a really good job, and I believe they're involved with that program.
Absolutely.
So any veterans, this advisory group is really, really dedicated
to... Yeah, and that's where all these things are coming out of, you know, because on top of that, you know, this is for a couple of years now, what came out of that was having a caseworker for veterans. So they reached out to Project Independence, because when in doubt, go to Project Independence. And our caseworker, Gail from Port Washington, we were able to actually reallocate her time. So now she, for 7 to 10 hours a week, provides veteran services. So if you are a veteran of any age, you can call 311 and Gail can help you, which I think is, you know, really important, because a lot of, you know, these things to qualify for certain things involve a lot of paperwork, a lot of follow-up.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
You know, so to have someone who can advocate and kind of follow up with that process for you is really, really...
Actually, it was in 1991 that Congress passed the Veterans Claim Bill number 141 in giving veterans more easy access in order to get their claims filed.
141 is a hot number,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, 141.
Yeah.
That was the claim.
What is that, I wonder?
Anybody have a guess?
Anybody know?
I'm not even a
141 days.
Until Christina Liu's birthday.
Wow, look at us, 141. We are just rapidly approaching it.
It's coming fast.
That's right. Yeah. Christmas will come by, and then boom.
We have to start all over again.
All right, write that down.
You know, they had a veterans breakfast, by the way, which was run by the town, which I did go to.
Oh, did you?
There were a lot of people at that, and a lot of speakers.
And you asked them how many
Steve
days
Israel
to my birthday.
Steve gave a talk there, and he was excellent.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
And it was really, really good. They did a nice job.
Yeah, it's wonderful. I mean, Community Service actually puts that event on, and they did a wonderful. They've been doing it for years now, and it's really a lot of work that goes into it, and it's wonderful.
There were actually a few younger veterans there as well.
Oh, good.
Which is good to see.
This year they've been trying to really do that.
Yeah, well, the younger people are not as inclined to do so, but unfortunately we do have younger veterans, and they shouldn't be forgotten, that's for sure.
100%. So and you know, another thing that came out of the Veterans Advisory Committee was reaching out to local businesses about discounts for veterans. So there's a whole bunch of businesses. If you can call 311 or 869-6311, you can get information on the list of all the different agencies in North Hempstead that provide these great services. So I just want to remind people, you can call 311. I hope you received this. There's also on there is a whole list of important numbers for veterans of different organizations that provide services for them as well. And also, you know, fall is here. It's going to be winter. I mean, before we know it, I don't even know how time is flying so fast. But the town is partnered with Long Island Green Homes. I actually want to try and get them on the radio, because they are offering free home energy audits, which are normally about $350. So if you can actually have this audit, they'll come to your house and kind of tell you different things and ways to save money. So who doesn't want to save money? Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information on that, because I think that's something beneficial. You know, and you're not forced to go ahead with anything.
I agree. I know people have done it, and all of a sudden they say, you know, you got to do a window. I mean, simple things.
Yeah.
But when they make the calculation of how much energy you're wasting, because there's a draft that's constantly coming in. People don't close their air conditioners,
Windows,
that kind of stuff. Simple.
Absolutely. So I think that's something beneficial. And Otto was looking through, he was very impressed with this New Year's Eve party that is going on at the inn at New Hyde Park.
Yes, I am.
Which is where we had our conference. And it's really great. They do this program every year. It's the seniors' New Year's Eve party. It's on Wednesday, December 27th, or Thursday, December 28th, from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. It's $45 a person. I mean, you get a lot of stuff. There's a salad course, a pasta course, choice of entree, vegetable dessert, champagne toast, unlimited beer, wine, and soft drinks. So I think they really covered all their bases for that. It's really, you know, she said over there, the person that's heading this, it's a great event.
This is one I'm going to look into because as a senior, we would go out on New Year's mm-hmm. Eve with whatever number right. of people. And depending on the hour, we would set the time, the alarm, for either 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock and make believe it was midnight and do the rah-rah, and then we'd all be home by 9 o'clock, probably in bed by midnight.
I like it. I'm into it. Yeah. It's just a nice reason to get together and celebrate. You know,
this is a good idea. Too, so, very good idea.
You can call 516-354-7797 to make reservations for that. And I recommend doing that as soon as possible because we don't want anyone missing out on that opportunity either. Another thing we want to remind people is that Project Independence has tons and tons of social groups. I know John was mentioning it earlier that, you know, there's a lot of activities and you're able to stay active and healthy within Project Independence and all these amazing things that are going on as well.
I have one that is on here, Games yes. People Play.
Yes, Otto, you
My
and
My wife
Bunny
and I actually go there and play canasta.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And now, what? Tell us a little bit about that
Did
group
you know how to play it, yeah. or you learned?
I knew how to play 45 years ago.
Okay.
And, you know, I had to rekindle my
okay,
brain.
That's
but
fine.
Now I know how to play again.
Good.
And canasta is a funny game. Everybody has different variations of rules.
But my point is a person can come not knowing how to play something.
Participate
definitely. And learn.
Well, they don't okay. just play canasta. You can play other games.
Oh, okay, okay.
And you go and... there were like 20 people, and you could sit, like canasta is a game with four on a table.
Okay.
You sit with other people. We have two ladies that we play with that we didn't know before. It's an opportunity to socialize. It goes from, 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
It can be fun.
Great, and that's what it's about, too. You know, we really... We try to have all different programming, you know, whether it's educational or, you know, on Medicare.
Right.
But we also are, you know, we recognize how important it is to have these social groups. And I think it's great because people are able to meet new people, meet your neighbors, you know, and kind of start these relationships. And the next one, it will be on November 22nd for Games People Play. You can come meet Otto over at Clinton G. Martin Park. Otto can sign autographs as the face of Project Independence. And also a great program that two of our staff members are doing. It's Joanne Tricarico, who's one of our nurses, and Audrey Dinsdale, who's one of our social workers, is offering a program. It's a 3-week series. It starts on November 30th, and it's called Fit Brain, Calm Mind. They are combining brain games and mindfulness coloring, which are two very popular programs that we've offered, and just combining them to kind of give you the full picture of things, because they're both really important in keeping you, your brain alive and socializing as well and keeping you calm and stress-free. So I think this is a great, great program. This will be starting November 30th from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the Roslyn Community Center. So you can call 311 for more information on that as well.
That kind of ties in with the earlier presentation today with Monica about keeping positive and keeping an active mind.
Absolutely.
It's easier to keep a positive mind if you keep it active in the right direction.
Right.
That's real, you know, and I know that the wave of things are these brain games, and what they fill up so fast, the brain games, things we do, because we've been providing them at different libraries, and the games are fun, but they're also really hard, because we were actually sitting there, the staff people trying to figure out some of these things, and they're not easy, but it's so important to keep your mind alive, you know, and I know, like, there's so many seniors who are isolated and home by themselves, and you don't realize the impact that's having when you're not having conversation and really challenging your brain every day. It's so, so important thing to do. So it's a course like that, and I think it's great. I think you should sign up. Call 311 or 869-6311 for that information. And oh my God, we are rapidly approaching time.
I know.
I'm like trying.
Do we get a lot of calls not going to 311? You always say 869.
Yeah, so we say 869-6011 because if you're calling from a cell phone, you need to do that.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay, because I know you say it every week, and I keep forgetting to ask you why.
And also people I know in Great Neck and some people in New Hyde Park that are near the Queens kind of border, if you call 311, just 311, you get the city.
Okay.
So they'll be totally confused, not
869.
Sure.
869-6311. 6311.
Yeah. So that's, just something we want to do, because a lot of people are just using cell phones now. So
that's good to know.
Important thing to know. You want to make sure everyone gets to
I'll give you 20 seconds.
Oh, my God, 20 seconds, John. I really just want
Christina,
to remind people.
20 seconds? Time's
well,
up.
You know, 20 seconds. I want everyone to have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Because that will be next week. And we're actually going to have a repeat show of all about people in the community and that we're grateful for and thankful for services in the community. So
perfect. That's a nice way to end it. Thank you very much. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWB.org. And actually, from what Christina just said, from the supervisor and the town board, we wish everybody a wonderful Thanksgiving. And we will be back live the following Friday. And so everybody enjoy.
In December.
To December.
Yeah.
That's it for today.
Almost
have a good day, everybody.